Welcome to Below the 10, a KCRW series about life in South Los Angeles. Today's story is about an underground community of chefs, a food secret society, so to speak. One of those chefs, a guy who goes by the name Mr. Friesman, has made a name for himself with an extensive menu of French fries, loaded French fries. But to get your hands on an order, you have to find him on Instagram. Here's the story. I've been following Mr. Friesman on Instagram for a few months, admiring his photos of French fries, or at least the tips of French fries, peeking out from underneath extravagant mountains of seafood and meat covered in rich, creamy sauces. So a couple weeks ago, I decided it was finally time to place an order.
Friesman.
I ordered a trio plate, three flavors over one order of fries. Steak teriyaki, lemon garlic shrimp and snow crab, and buffalo chicken. The woman on the phone told me to text her my email address so she could send an invoice. And after I paid, I got another text. It said, drive to the Smart and Final parking lot on Redondo Beach Boulevard in Gardena. Park near the wall and look for a gray Pontiac Grand Prix. When I pulled into the lot, I saw the Grand Prix idling. There was a man and a woman inside. I parked and walked over and said, are you Mr. Friesman? The guy nodded, and he asked me my name. Then he reached into the back seat and pulled out a styrofoam container with my name written on it. This was the first time I'd ever bought French fries from a guy in a parking lot. And I had a lot of questions. Mainly, who is Mr. Friesman? And it turns out the guy who handed me my order, he was not Mr. Friesman. The real Mr. Friesman is a guy named Craig Baptiste.
My name is Craig. I'm Mr. Fryman. Everybody know that. I say hello.
One of the first things I learned about Craig was his catchphrase.
Hello.
Which he uses as liberally as the lemon garlic sauce he drizzles on his best-selling menu item.
The most popular one is lemon garlic shrimp.
Mr. Friesman is open on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and every second Sunday. The menu changes constantly, but there's always at least five meats available. Chicken, asada, shrimp, snow crab, and bacon. And at least half a dozen sauces. From these, Craig makes dozens of combinations.
Buffalo shrimp, buffalo chicken, barbecue bacon ranch chicken, green chili enchiladas, teriyaki pineapple express shrimp fries, jerk chicken, jerk shrimp, and it's not even all of them.
And then there are the specialty fries that pop up sporadically on the menu.
Shrimp and crawfish scampi fries, catfish, one of my favorites, oyster, pork belly adobo, fiesta corn fries. That's like how like the Hispanic Mexicans, they make like the corn. We'll just do it like that on top of fries. The pineapple pizza turkey fries, the colossal ones. A lot of people don't understand. The colossal ones is like a colossal burger. Pastrami, Thousand Island, grilled onions, cheese, and fries. Hello.
With his thin goatee and closely cropped hair, Craig looks like a stockier version of Cuba Gooding Jr. He told me I was the second person to tell him that.
I ain't fat, but I ain't skinny. You gotta be comfortable with your skin.
Mr. Friesman's business is run out of a small two-bedroom back house in Gardena, where Craig, his fiancée Dorothy, and their three kids live. Sunday through Thursday, Craig works at Pepsi, where his shift starts at 3 a.m. After work, he heads straight home to start cooking. Dorothy usually starts prepping at about 6 a.m., and at some point in the morning, Craig will post that day's menu on Instagram. And then the phone starts ringing.
Mr. Friesman. Okay, is this your first time ordering with us?
In between taking phone orders, Dorothy works in the kitchen, which is tiny, about 5 feet by 8 feet. She stands over a small crockpot-sized deep fryer. She's dredging cubes of chicken and flour for the buffalo fried chicken fries. When she and Craig first started, they only had two of these small countertop fryers.
Because we didn't really take it so seriously. It was like, yeah, right, no one's going to really order.
Back then, they were only open one day a week, and they were mostly selling to friends and family. Dorothy had been laid off from her job as a medical technician. They needed some extra income.
First fries I made, I put a barbecue bacon ranch on there, chicken. They was like, interesting. Let's see how this is going to taste. Oh, I got another one for y'all. Shrimp enchilada fries. They loved them.
All Craig needed was a name for his business.
I was going to call it Mr. Potato Man at first.
Now, everyone was pretty much in agreement that Mr. Potato Man was a terrible name.
My sister was like, nah. Steffi was like, nah, you can't do that. Man, you the fry man. I said, huh? The fry man. And I just put Mr. Fry's man on there. Hello.
Business was slow at first, but then two things happened that changed everything. The first was the hashtag.
I started posting on Instagram, and one of my buddies, Devin, said, man, you got to use your hashtags, hashtags. That's going to get the followers up. I said, man, I don't believe in that crap. And I started doing it, and then next thing you know, followers started coming in. I said, oh, this is getting serious.
Craig would post a photo of some fries and add as many as 30 hashtags. Things like fries, best fries, good eats, great eats, Compton, Watts, Long Beach, Miami. He also started tagging foodie celebrities and other nearby home chefs. People like Taco Mel, who sells tacos and burritos in South Central.
He came by, got some fries, and he posted it, and it just... I woke up the next morning and had 3,000 new followers. Hello!
Craig started connecting with other home chefs through Instagram. People like Real Trap Kitchen, who you may have seen on the new cooking show hosted by Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg. And All Flavor No Grease, a guy named Keith Garrett, who sells $18 quesadillas out of his front yard in Watts and has 58,000 Instagram followers.
We all support each other. We swap a plate out. Man, you bring this when I got there. Man, you take these fries. What fries you want? What plate you want? You got this for the day? Yeah, it's like a secret society, a food secret society.
Craig and these other chefs cross-promote each other's businesses through social media. And as a result, Mr. Friesman has seen a big bump in business. And then on Thursday, September 8th, came the second big spike in Craig's business. It was a total surprise. At about 1 in the morning, people started calling to order fries. Lots of people. Dorothy answered the phone and explained that they weren't open. But eventually she just gave up, put her phone on silent, and went to sleep. When they opened that next morning, it was their busiest day to date. It was all because of a rapper named Nipsey Hussle. Look, just got a call from my bank to tell me that we hit again and keep doing my thing. The boys on fire, money wires every day. Just about the time Dorothy's phone started ringing, Nipsey Hussle, who has over 1 million followers on Instagram, shared one of Mr. Friesman's posts on his feed. Since then, Mr. Friesman has reached 33,000 followers on Instagram. And to keep up with all the new business, he's had to upgrade to an industrial-grade deep fryer, who he named Big Bertha.
Yep, Big Bertha. It's my baby.
Big Bertha's out back, behind the house, on a small concrete patio, where Craig's friend Barney, who goes by The Barney Rebel on Instagram, is cooking fries.
I don't just cook fries. I rap as well and do a whole lot of other stuff.
This morning, Barney was running a little late. He didn't get off work until 3 a.m. from his job at the airport, where he works the night shift at Sammy's Pizza. But after getting a few hours of sleep, he was here, cooking fries in the triple-digit heat.
And when they rise, that's how you know they're done.
Once the fries are cooked, Craig sprinkles cheddar cheese on each order, then adds the meat, sauce, and garnish. He puts them into a large, insulated delivery bag to go to the pickup location, which used to be a nearby donut shop.
Until they kicked us out of there. Yeah. And one dude like, hey, don't be selling no drugs. Man, we ain't selling no drugs. Man, you want some fries? Fries.
I got to say, the first time I got fries, I was like, this does kind of feel like a drug deal.
Hello.
Once all the orders are ready, Barney grabs the delivery bag and heads out to the new pickup location, the Smart and Final parking lot, where one by one, customers show up to pick up their fries.
Oh, I ordered the lemon garlic shrimp and chicken.
Have you been ordered before?
That is my first time.
Oh, nice. How'd you find out about it?
Oh, I was on the homie Nipsey Hussle page. Oh, yeah. I seen it on there. And I'm like, okay, let me go check it out.
One customer I met drove all the way from Anaheim. Another was in town from San Francisco. And there were a few regulars, like Kima, who said this is her 10th time ordering.
Yeah, I've become a regular. They're good. I sent a few people here.
After all the orders were picked up, Barney hopped in the car and headed back to the house. He doesn't get paid for this work. It's been that way since the very beginning.
I was just volunteering, you know, just because I seen the vision and I just wanted to support. And we just all having a good time. I feel like that's what life's about. You're supposed to be doing something that you love doing instead of stressing over things that you have no control over. You only live once. YOLO. Do they still say YOLO?
When we get back, the house is filled up with family and friends. Another home chef has stopped by to swap plates. Craig and Dorothy's son is home from school. And it's easy to see why Barney's helping out here for free. It feels like a party, even though it's 103 degrees outside and the house doesn't have air conditioning. Craig leans against the table and wipes his forehead.
He's looking a little tired, but when I ask him about it, he stands up straight and tells me,
I don't get tired.
He doesn't get tired.
Nah, I don't though.
Dorothy rolls her eyes and then laughs as Craig turns up the Curtis Mayfield song on the stereo. There are still two more pickups to go before they eventually sell out of Fry's and call it a day.
I need some more water.
Barney, drop more fries, please.
Here. Hello.
Oh,